friends, welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. How you doing?
Good.
Ow.
Are you feeling silly today?
Not really.
Oh.
I'm actually pretty pissed off.
Just kidding. I'm actually feeling pretty normal, actually. Big announcement, guys. Today's Tuesday. As of right now, tour tickets are available. Well, sorry. Okay. GA and VIP meet and greet tickets are available to all of our Patreoners.
Woohoo.
And as of today, VIP meet and greet tickets are available to everybody
who may or may not be in the Patreon.
And then Woo. All of the tickets will be available to everyone, whether or not you're on the Patreon or not,
on Friday.
Woo.
But all of y'all have probably already copped tickets.
Gosh, I hope
Did
so.
Did you? Did you get one?
Did you guys like the tour poster? By now they've seen it, right?
Yep.
Isn't it cute?
Yeah.
Insert
pic. We're filming this in the past.
Yeah.
How'd it go? Did it go well?
Is everyone having fun?
Are we all tuned in? Is everybody tuned in?
Are we locked in? Chat. Put lock emojis in the chat. Locked in.
Go ahead and comment down below if you yourself are locked in.
You guys, we're doing 21 cities.
Yeah, tour is on the horizon, team.
We're going this summer.
And it's been in planning mode for probably like 6 months now.
Yeah.
Everyone, send your thoughts and prayers to our manager, Phil. That poor man has been he has been grinding away on this tour. And we are very thankful for him because it went swimmingly, beautifully. So 21 cities. It's the Loud Book Tour featuring Two Idiot Girls.
Ooh.
So it's going to be remarkably, if not almost identical to our last tour, but we will be talking about the book, obviously.
Yeah, so it'll still be really fun and
it's
silly.
A perfect blend of both
yeah.
worlds.
Yeah, and it'll be, I was just going to say, it'll be super infused with loud book stuff.
Yeah, so it's similar format to our last tour, and if you didn't come to the last tour, now's your chance to redeem yourself.
I will be mad at you if you don't come.
Chat, comment down below a valid reason why you didn't come last time.
And then I'll go through them and I'll say wrong.
Yeah,
I'm so
and I'll
mad.
Say invalid, invalid, invalid. I'm just going to invalidate all of you.
Yeah.
But yeah, this time we're going across the country, across the USA.
Yeah, we start in New York and then we end in Phoenix.
Yeah, we're working our way backwards.
It's going to be really fun.
So now all of you have even less of an excuse to not come because you were all bitching and moaning about not coming across the country, and now we're coming. Pick a city near you, whichever you'd like, and come on down and hang out with us. It's going to be a blast. If anyone needs any further details, you can go and find them on either drew-offwallow.com or twoidiotgirls.com.
Woo!
All of the information about tour and dates and times and tickets and all of that fun stuff is available now. So you can go and you can cop. And if you join the Patreon, you'll get to buy tickets sooner. And if you don't and it sells out before you get there,
sowie.
But yeah, it's going to be very, very fun, very exciting. Also for the tour, if you don't get a VIP meet and greet ticket, but like you still want the book and you haven't gotten it yet, there is a chance to buy it at the venue. The books are going to be there, so you can buy them as well. But if you get a VIP meet and greet ticket, you get all kinds of fun stuff. You get a book. Mm-hmm. You get some fun little merch.
Uh-huh.
You get
a meet and greet.
A meet and greet with she and I. And then you get, and then I will sign your book as well.
I will not be signing any of the books. Sorry. Sorry. I just read See You at Home in all of them.
Yeah. See You at Home. But every time I have one, she just read it right
it's
after.
It's just your books.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be really fun. I'm really excited. We're going to a lot of places we haven't been before, so I think it'll be really fun.
Yeah, totally.
And then when I was looking at the cities today, I realized I'd driven through 5 of them and stayed there.
Yeah.
With bad memories, and now we're going for good memories.
Yeah, what did I tell you Billy calls it? He's like
reclaiming.
Reclaiming the space. Reclaiming it, repaving it with
he
a new memory.
He didn't make that up, but wait, speaking of our family, we will be going to Salt Lake City, Utah. I'm really excited for that show.
Wait, can
all
I just
my
say-
cousins,
wait,
all of my cousins.
Wait, can I just say something?
What?
We actually fought to go to Utah. And I'm not kidding. We actually fought to go to fucking Utah.
we were
like, no, we have to stop in Utah. Well, of course we fucking do. Because that's one of the only states that a lot of Samoan people live in.
Yeah.
And
even, also Washington. We're going to Seattle too, which I'm really excited about as well.
Yes, we are. Yeah. The PNW. So I did see a couple comments when I was teasing it saying like, please come to Utah. Please come to Utah. So... we are going to Utah. We fought to go to Utah.
Yeah.
And if you don't sell that one out, I'm going to be fucking mad. I'm going to be, hey, I'm going to be mad at you.
Maybe we'll do a Talunga or something when we come.
Don't get too excited.
Don't get too. And maybe I'll do a topless.
We'll do it. Yeah.
My ancestors did.
We'll do that. But I don't want to dance. I just want you to throw money at me.
And I'm going to stand there. Throw money. This is where you throw the money. Chat, I'm mad at you. And then everyone's asking if they're gonna see some tits. I don't know.
Metaphorically, yeah, you're gonna
maybe,
see.
Maybe spiritually, you will.
Metaphorical tits in the form of giggles.
You guys, it's gonna be so fun. I'm really excited.
Wait, that reminds me. I don't remember if we talked about. Did we talk about this bit from London when I made that joke when we went to the palace?
I don't know. Was it the palace?
Where the fuck were we?
The Palace of Westminster. And the only reason I remember, look, Palace of Westminster, government office. This is it.
I just didn't want to be yelled at in the fucking comments.
Well, you can't be mean to us because the UKParliament.com.uk calls it that. But also, in our London vlog, I told Alex, what is this place called? The Castle of what? And she goes, it's not a castle. And I was like, well,
whatever.
You don't have to correct me like that. You could just tell me what the name was. So it is, in fact, the Palace of Westminster.
Okay. Anyways, so we go there, we're in the cab, and we went there, and if you've never been to London, their cabs are weird, but they have like this partition, almost like you're in a limo,
yeah,
and you sit facing each other in the back, and then they use these little speakers to talk to you if like
they
have
a little
question.
Like PA systems.
A walkie-talkie. So the guy was like, are you guys going inside the palace, like on a tour? He's like, oh no, he's saying, are you going inside the palace, or... is it the palace? Why am I forgetting words actively? I'm having
a fucking stroke.
Hello?
The palace. Yeah.
Honestly, if you guys don't laugh, the story wasn't worth it. I've been struggling to tell it.
He goes, are you entering the palace?
Yeah. And then I was like, nobody said anything. And then I was like, if they'll have me.
And then he said, you can get out right here.
And then he literally just abruptly was like, eh! And then he was like, yeah, you can just get out right here.
The door.
He doesn't even have an accent anymore. Yeah, go ahead and get the fuck out. And like me, Dayson, and Adam laughed about that the rest of the trip. Like all fucking day we laughed.
Even
literally
like,
4 hours.
We went to South Carolina like 3 days later. We were still laughing.
We were still like, if they'll have me.
If they'll have me. And then I remember when we got out, Adam was still laughing and he goes, what's that from? And Drew goes, I made it up.
So, yeah, he said, is that from something? I was like, no.
Anyways, woo! Why did you bring that up?
I honestly don't remember.
Anyways, guys, yeah,
if I'm being honest with you.
You should cop tickets to the tour.
It's really gonna be a hoot and a holler. We're gonna have a blast. Come on down and join us if you'd like. And there's lots of opportunity to giggle and be silly and hear more about the book. So it's going to be very fun, very exciting. We're going to be driving across country.
We're going everywhere. New York. I almost said Minnesota. That's Massachusetts. Maybe you should read this.
Boston.
And then a bunch of other places. I don't want to read them anywhere. We're going to Florida, Tejas, Colorado. The Pacific Northwest, California, Ohio. Ohio's pretty random. Ohio's for lovers. That's what the song says.
What song?
If my memory serves me. Isn't there a song called Ohio's for Lovers? Yeah, it is. Ohio's for Lovers. Go fuck yourself.
Why are you getting mad at me?
Because I almost embarrassed myself. That's why.
Okay.
And you were the one that pointed it out. I do have to share
something. No, I didn't. You asked me.
You guys said. I have to share something else. My eyes feel dry and crusty. Not crusty, but like. They're made out of glass and they need to be lubricated.
Do you need some eye drops?
Yeah. I meant to ask you before. Okay, ready?
I put the eye drops in Dayson's eyes, everyone.
You guys, it is one of my weakest links.
I
cannot do it to save my life.
I've been digging in my fucking eyes. What if I just said ass?
I thought you were going to. I was like, what are we talking about,
bro? I just hard left into something else.
I have been digging
in my ass all day for no reason.
I sent you a video from this girl. She's recording her mom. She's like, what'd you say? She goes, if your ass itches, itch it. Who cares? The Lord wants you to. And if you got to smell it, smell it.
A lot of you bitches aren't brave enough to say it.
She goes, a lot of you aren't brave enough. If the Lord didn't want you to itch it, he wouldn't itch it, and he wouldn't make you want to smell it. So smell it. What?
And some of you are too intimidated to have that conversation with us.
I think I sent you another TikTok from this girl. She plays for the Aces, and she's saying,
of course she does.
Anyways, she said that, do you ever have like your ass itches when you're in public? And she goes, and then you have to use your mind to make it stop itching, because no matter how you sit or walk around in your pants to try and get it, you can't. So you just have to connect your mind to your ass to make it stop itching.
You know what's funny is, yes, I do.
But I also, never knew, I never thought it was that.
Me not having one unique experience in life. No, I literally, yes, I do. But also, if it's that bad, I'll go anywhere. I don't give a, I'll go behind a tree. Like, yeah. I'm finding somewhere to take care of it because I can't focus. Like, I literally can't focus.
You have to focus. Like, she's like, you got to like lock in and really center in on yourself. And
yeah, I don't have
your mind to your butt.
I can't get into that avatar state personally. I can't
what
enter
if
that.
That's what he's doing when he's in the avatar state. He's itching his ass with
my,
his mind.
The air on my head starts glowing. It's me trying to itch my ass with my mind.
And they're like, is your, yeah, what are you doing? You're like, nothing.
And I'm just like, I open my eyes. And then they're also white lights. Start floating.
You have that scary loud voice.
Yeah, I start floating.
My ass itches.
Like, all these rocks are spinning around me like a planet. Me itching my ass with my mind.
Me when my ass itches and I have to use my mind to stop it. It's crazy, bro. Anyways, you're saying you're digging in your eyes or your ass?
My eyes. Okay. I've been like fucking bare handing my fucking eyeballs forever because I've had glasses and contacts my entire life. Mm-hmm. So I easily forget that it's like really squeamish for most people, like to touch their eye or put eye drops in.
I can't do anything with my eyes ever.
Yeah, a lot of people, Billy's like that too. Like one time I had to put, I was like trying to put eye drops in his eye. Like you would have thought I was strapping his head, like I was putting a leather belt between his teeth because I was about to electrocute him. You would have fucking thought.
That's why I'm with eye drops. Like, you know when they blow that little puff of air in your eye? Yeah. I gotta do it like 6 times.
I'm a fucking pro. I'm always like, and what?
Locked in.
Go ahead. Do both at the same time. I don't give a fuck.
Do it more than once.
Me threatening the assistant. I have been to the eye doctor so often in the last like 5 years. It's horrible. My vision is awful, and for those of you that are going to be like, get LASIK, no absolutely not. I won't do that. Also, I heard it doesn't last for everyone, and also some people's eyes are permanently damaged from LASIK.
Well, and then wasn't Meghan Trainor saying that her brother's vision is
so bad he didn't even qualify,
because they're saying like if we did it, it wouldn't work.
Yeah they said we could do it, but you'll have to come back in like 2 years. That's, which is
honestly
unbelievable.
I feel like that's how your eyes are.
No I agree. I wouldn't even qualify. They'd be like, get out of here. Suck. You know what? Next time, instead of wasting my fucking time.
How about you
do a little more research? How about that? Yeah, no, my vision's dog shit.
-300 in both eyes.
My vision is really bad. I'm not kidding. So, you know. Anywho, I've told people I'm like a specialist.
I have really good vision.
Yeah, Dayson has really good vision. So
all the single ladies out there, I have really good vision.
In case that does anything for you.
Get you going.
In case you're interested in any of that. I remember I think I'm like the only person in my family with really awful vision, to be honest. Like, my dad's is not that great, but like, I feel like mine's worse than anyone. Yeah. Like, everybody around me. Mm-hmm. Sometimes Dayson and Billy do this, and Billy did not learn this from Dayson. He just started doing it on his own. But they'll sometimes, we're not doing anything. Like, we're just kind of sitting, and then he'll be like, can you read that over there? Like, Dayson does that to me all the time.
We've done that before. There's a box right there that has the camera lens in it, and yeah. You can't read that far.
I mean, I can read the big stuff, but even then I have to go like this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what I told Billy this the other day, years ago, like 2014, 2015. Do you remember when Ariana Grande went on The Tonight Show and then she was squinting and shit? I've never felt more seen in my life.
Representation is so important.
And by that I mean her figure, obviously, and also
and her charming good looks.
Her petite frame is really speaks to me personally.
When we're also, in public, they go, "Oh, I thought you were Ariana."
Yeah,
Ariana, what are you doing here?
They see me from behind and they're like, "Ariana, you know." Yeah, her and I just have a similar build, but yeah, her having shit vision and having to like get up and run to the screen and read it again, me. But honestly, I would just like, I would tell them beforehand when I've done like commercial shoot stuff like that, stuff with like crews and professional, like whenever they have to, they need me to read something, I'm like, either give it to me now so I can memorize it, or you got to make that font like
really big,
100. You gotta super max the font so I can read it. And even, you know what that reminds me of? I'll look for the picture and like send it so he can put it in the video. But when we went to San Diego for Jason's 30th birthday, we all like drove down there together, and then like some of our friends met us there. And when we, the next morning, like the day of Jason's birthday, we like got up, we had breakfast and everything, and Brittany and I both had like brand deals and work stuff to do, so we were sitting together like editing and uploading our shit. And like I was sending my shit and I was editing a video on my phone because I feel like if I can do it on my phone, I'm gonna do it on my phone. I'm sure it would be easier on a laptop, but I
have you seen that like thing going around where people say like big purchases I always do on my computer, but like little stuff like food or whatever I'll buy on my phone. I was thinking Drew does everything on her phone.
Yes.
Drew does everything. Drew buys plane tickets. Like that's crazy to me. Drew pays rent on her phone. Drew pays bills on her phone.
I can't even tell you the biggest purchases I've ever made from my phone.
On her phone.
On Safari. Yeah. Because I won't download an app either. I don't know what it is about that. Like, that just seems like, eh.
No, and then she'll have, like, 5,000 open tabs.
Oh, my God. Have you guys ever gotten to the point where they said you have too many tabs open? Did you know that happened? I do.
How many is it? 400?
It's more than that. Maybe you're right. It's like 400 or 500, something like that.
But she does everything on her phone, which I think is crazy. I don't. And someone's saying, I don't know what it is about doing it on a big screen, but I have to see it on the big screen. Well, that's how I feel too.
No, but dude, I've even
tickets,
nope.
Even buying clothes, I don't like to buy clothes on my phone. I like to do it on the computer.
I do that all the time. I do it all the time.
When you buy stuff from Abercrombie, do you use the app or the website?
That I actually do use the app, and that's because I've ordered from there before.
Yeah, you get points.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's why I did it that way. Plus, I felt like they had more like pictures and stuff.
It's more organized and it doesn't like freeze up. That's why I like to do it on my either in the app or on my computer.
Different strokes, I guess. But I was saying I was editing on my phone, and Brittany was like laughing, and then I was like, what? And then she was like, dude, are you editing? And I was like, yeah. She goes,
because she has headphones on and she's laughing at her own video.
Well, yeah. Okay, well, that's besides the point. But she was saying that, like, she took a picture of me. That's why she was laughing. Because I literally, like, in the picture, you'll see, I'm, like, holding it this close. Because that's how close I have to hold it. Like, my nose is inches from it, like this. Because that's just, like, I need it to be that close.
And
so
then
I can
when
see.
We did a shared album at the end of the weekend, that's the only picture Brittany put in there.
I was like, hey, you didn't have to put that in there. You could have just kept that yourself. You didn't have to put that in there. So, anywho. Horrible vision. So, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah. I'm just like really good at eye stuff. It doesn't bother me. I've told people before, like, I could put contacts in my eyes while driving at night.
With your nails?
Yeah, with my nails, with no mirror. I put contacts in my eyes and take them out with no mirror all the time.
I hate that.
I know some people are like, I've seen videos where people are like, oh, you gotta roll your eyes back or you gotta put it in the corner, which like if that works, like sometimes they'll ask me with my, I just put it on there, like literally like a sticker. I'd be touching my eyeballs all the time. So, but I also have chronic dry eyes, so like
she also never washes her hands, so she's just putting germs in her eyes.
That's disgusting. That's not true.
What the fuck? Chronic dry eye, never washes her hands.
I know. Always has pink eye, but can't seem to figure it out.
Why?
Yeah. Yeah, but anyways, took care of your eyes, period.
I feel like I have two, like, soft little, like, fuzzy socks on them.
That's nice, huh? Mm-hmm. Billy asked me once, what does it feel like when you get something in your contact? And I was like, it feels like the corner of a Ziploc bag is touching your eye. That's what it feels like. When something gets in there.
Like, why do you like wearing contacts more than glasses?
Because I'm sweaty. Mm. So I get sweaty, like, and so, like, it fogs them up. I get, like, hot. I wear makeup. It moves it. I hate that, too. And I don't know. Okay, don't diagnose me for this because I know one of you bitches is going to try. But, like, I don't know if anyone understands this, but, like, I get hot with things on my face. Like, sunglasses, they're cute. I love them. But if it's hot, I can't wear them. Like, it feels like I have a mask on my eyes. I, like, can't do it. It's, like, it's too much, like, touching me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, I've asked Billy, I'm like, do you ever get hot in sunglasses? And he was like, sunglasses? And I go, yeah. He goes, no. And I was like, okay, well, clearly this isn't a safe space, so I'm not going to discuss that any further. But, like, I'll get so hot, I, like, I'll literally take them off. Because for, I'm, like, in my head, it's, like, cooler. Does that make sense? Yeah, don't diagnose me.
I get that. If it's, like, really hot, but I'm usually fine with them.
I know. Everybody is. Yeah. I have yet to meet one person that shares, like, that. Like,
when we're in Hawaii and we're on the beach in Hawaii, I cannot wear anything on my face. I'm going to die. It feels like it's going to melt into my skin.
Yeah, dude.
And that's why I put my little water baby hat on, and then I'm fine.
Yeah, I'll literally just put, like, the t-shirt I came in over my eyes or something like that. But even then, if it covers too much of my forehead and you leave that bitch on there for just 2 seconds, tan line immediately. The sun is just so fucking strong. You just can't risk it. So I'll just be like, just getting beat up. But yeah, I just, that's how I feel about glasses.
Yeah.
Like, I just I get too hot. It's too many. And then obviously, like, now that I do this for a living, glasses have a glare. They move your makeup. They make you hot. Just, it's not the vibes. But I do have tons of pairs of glasses. Trust me. I have one pair that I genuinely hate, and I cannot believe that I bought them. I was like, I'm the dumbest bitch alive. Those are the ugliest glasses.
I was like, oh, are those new?
They're literally, oh, yeah. Go ahead.
I was like, oh, are those new? I mean, kind of, I guess. I don't know who I thought I was when I bought these, so that's why you never see me.
You know when you're like, dude, that is exactly like the other day. Dazen came to the house because I had work stuff, and she was coming with me, and I was like, oh, dude, are those new? Like, her shoes. And she turned around and she goes, I know, dude, it's so obvious. Like, everybody can tell that I'm wearing new shoes.
Everyone knows I've never worn these shoes before. And then, you know,
she's like, I know, dude, it's so embarrassing. Literally everybody can tell.
You were the second person to point them out. And then I got to the studio.
Who was the first?
Mommy. She goes, oh, I like your new shoes. I'm all, I knew it.
I know, okay? That's like immediately, like, she turned around. I know, dude. Everybody can tell that I'm wearing new shoes.
And then we
shoes.
Got to the studio, and I made that joke to Carrie, and she goes, I was literally going to say, are you wearing new shoes? I'm all, I can't fucking stand any of you.
Everybody knows.
Speaking of Carrie, Drew did, obviously, a very special episode of the comment section that's coming out probably tomorrow, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you'll see it tomorrow. Has sure a really, the most famous gay person we've ever met on it.
Who? Just kidding.
Anyways, and I was like, me, Carrie, and Amanda accidentally matched again in baggy jeans and gray shirts.
I don't know what it is about that, but, like, whenever the energy is electric in the studio, the three of you wear a matching outfit.
Electric and gay. Then
yeah. True.
Something happens. I don't know what it is.
It happened with Muna, and it'll probably happen with Chapel, to be honest. It'll probably happen with her, too.
No, I told them I'm going to be naked that day, so don't copy me. Ah, come on. You wish, you freaks. Anyways.
Yeah, what were we talking about before? Oh, Dayson can tell everyone's wearing new shoes. Anyways, yeah, that's her new shoes. That's how I feel about one pair of the glasses that I have. Like, they look like the ones that the babysitter from Cat in the Hat, the live action, they look like the ones she wears, and I don't know who the fuck I thought I was when I got them, but hate them. Hey, yeah, they look on me. I'm sure they would look so cute on somebody else, but they look so horrifying on me. And I
think you're just too dainty and small for them.
No, I just have two. I have a big round face. And so to get giant black, like jet black square frames with like a tiny cat, like I want to kill her, like the past version of me that got those. My other ones I love. But it's funny because Billy goes, sometimes I'll be like, hey, can you hand me my glasses? And he goes, your glasses or your specs? Because he says the big black ones, those are specs. Those aren't glasses. And I was like, okay.
Anyways.
There's a reason why one of us gets paid to tell jokes in this relationship.
All right, relax.
Just kidding.
There's only one comedian here.
Me just getting fucking mad because he got me.
Yeah. Fucking bitch.
Because I hate those fucking glasses.
What was I going to say? Have you watched anything new?
Nope.
What have you been watching?
What do you think?
Oh, The Office.
Mm-mm.
Oh, Modern Family.
Back to square one.
It's like
nice when it lasted.
I don't like that at all.
Billy actually had an interesting theory the other day. He was saying, I feel like I may have a theory as to why we do that, or not why we do it. Don't diagnose me.
I know.
It was like, he said, I think whenever we're about to like start traveling a lot, we go back to watching things that are we know mm-hmm. all the time.
Oh, okay.
He's like, but when we have long stretches at home, we try new things.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that is a really interesting theory because it's almost like it's like a stress thing. Don't. I already know you're typing it out. Don't.
Chat. Comment down what mental diagnoses you think she has from that.
Chat, comment down the other HIPAA violations that you think we should add to this episode.
What other medical diagnoses about myself should I share with you guys?
Dude, you know what's funny? Is every creator that we love and adore and we've met in real life.
They've all talked about it.
Like, we're like, I don't know, maybe I do have that. Because people say it so often. Knock it off.
No. That's
and even if
that's
I do.
The gazebo effect.
Even if I do. Let me figure that out.
Oh, shit. Let me figure it out with an actual doctor.
Yeah, for real. But so, yeah, that being said, no, nothing new, I don't think.
Oh, I just finished Dairy Girls. I really liked that one. It was really cute.
Oh, nice.
It felt really short, and then I said that on my story that I felt like the last season felt really rushed and not long enough. And then someone said it's because they filmed the first two, like, on, like, Irish TV or whatever, something over there in Europe.
Yeah.
Then Netflix bought it. And it went viral during the lockdown. Okay. So then Netflix did season 3. That's why it felt different.
Oh.
But I did really enjoy it. I thought it was really funny. And then what else am I watching? Oh, I'm watching Heartbreak High. If you've never watched that show, I loved the fuck out of that show in 2022. So I'm so excited the new season's out. So I'm watching that right now.
Oh, nice.
It's like Degrassi, but everyone's from New Zealand or Australia. And they're all super hot.
Guys, I cannot believe I forgot something new that I watched. I watched one day.
Oh, yeah.
I talked about this on my Instagram story a little bit, but this is me being vulnerable with y'all, right? I was talking all that shit about that fucking show. When I was seeing all the clips and shit, I was like, boo. You know what I mean? Not because I didn't, like, it was more so just there was a lot of hype, but, like, about how sad it was. Which I appreciate, and I love something cheesy rom-com, which this wasn't at all. But the reason why I didn't like it was because I fucking hate a trope in a rom-com or, like, romance, whatever, that's, like, the guy's fucking around on her, like, the entire time, and then when he's, like, done, he's like, all right, I'm ready now.
Mm.
Like, I hate a trope. And then she is, like, you know, take her glasses off, she's beautiful type shit, like... And she's so, like, oh, just, like, one day, like, always putting her shit aside, always, like, back-burnering herself, and then she's always, like, there for him. And then when he, like, stops fucking around on her, she's like, okay, period, let's do it. I hate those tropes. Like, I don't fucking like them. So I thought that's what that show was, which it was to an extent.
Okay.
But it wasn't the entire show.
I haven't watched it yet, guys.
Yeah, I was honestly, I ate crow, guys. I talked all that shit right before I started it because Alex had already, she said she watched the last half of it because Steve watched it without her. But then she was like, I've never seen the beginning. So when we started it right before, I was like, this show's not going to fucking get me, bro. Because everybody's like sobbing at the end, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, nah. I'm like, bow, 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 bow. Right when I'm about to watch it.
Fuck my baby dead.
Yeah, fuck my baby dead. Get it sexy. That's me going into watching one day.
Yeah.
Oh, bitch, I ate my words. I ate them hard.
I cry all the time, so I know I'm going to cry.
Well, it's just like, first of all, the show is beautifully filmed. Like, the way that it looks is gorgeous. Oh my God. And then they're obviously like, I didn't know this, but it takes place in like the 80s and goes into the early 2000s, which I didn't know, which I think is fucking cute. Like, it's just like everything about it is so interesting. The aesthetics of everything that they chose. I think every single person they cast was kick ass, bitch. Ooh, like, okay. They were so, every single bitch in that show was so good. Like the main character, past the main characters, like everybody was awesome. And you know who's in it? The best friend from Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging. I don't know her name, but
the belonging,
the British girl. Yeah, like, well, they're all British, but like, she's the tall, skinny.
But the blonde one, right?
Is she blonde in that movie?
I haven't watched Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging in 100 years.
Speaking of a kick-ass fucking movie, yeah, I love that.
He looks
movie.
Like a lesbian in that movie. It makes sense why I was so obsessed with him.
He was real like Brendan Urie core, huh?
Yeah, lesbian.
Yeah, his haircut's not doing him any favors, no. Really.
Those like rosy cheeks, they always got him. Lesbian. And the fuck ass haircut, they always have it.
That's so funny. And the outfit too, honestly.
Yeah, shit. And the like kind of like yeah. Swag, yeah.
Side bag, gay. Satchel.
Gay. What's in your bag? Gay. That's me. Anyways, I want to watch it. I'm definitely. Wait, how long are the episodes?
30 minutes. Not too bad.
Billy said that.
It's beautiful.
But there's 5,000 of them, right?
There's 14, I think.
That's too many.
No, I thought so too, but honestly, I breezed through it.
It flies by.
Time flies when you're having fun. You know what, though? When God, I wish you watched it so we could talk about it.
I still haven't gone to Tales of Bossing Sam. I'm almost there.
Good luck. Good luck.
This is Avatar. I'm at the part where they're in Bossing Say, but
God, I miss her. I miss that show. I miss
but
her.
But I'm not at that exact episode yet.
I am not kidding. When we finished Avatar, the cartoon, I literally was like, I told Billy like 2 days later, I was like, I miss her. I miss the show.
Wait, you gotta watch Korra then.
I know, we have to watch Korra. Yeah. Billy's been telling me, but again, we're like in that weird, like, uh-oh, gotta watch things I know.
Well, and I haven't finished yet because Donnie never wants to watch TV with me. He wants to watch his own show. So then I go in my room and I watch my shows in my room.
roommate. Legend of Korra.
Yeah.
Gay?
People are saying she's bi, which means she's kind of gay. So yeah, she's gay.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just curious if that was true.
No, well, I don't think she gets to be gay in the show.
Oh, is it just like a canon thing? Like,
I think it's just heavily assumed. I mean, look at her sleeveless top. It looks like a basketball
jersey.
You check
the tag and it's Wild Fang.
Exactly.
Anyways, yeah, loved One Day. Loved it. I loved her. And also, you know what I mean? You know what I think? I think that show did a wonderful job of showing the human nature of life and relationships. Like, it's just so, you know, it's so, like, normal to show people, like, kind of struggling and then finding each other again. This show, girl, I was like, they are never going to get together. I was, like, getting annoyed. I was getting pissed off. I was like, girl, get this shit over with. I couldn't believe how long it fucking took because, you know, normally they rush that shit. But this one... Also, I will say, because I know some people were asking me when I posted that I watched it, they were like, which one did you like more, like between the girl and the guy? Because they both have problems and whatever. And I will say this with no spoilers. I think they're evenly matched, to be honest. Like, sometimes she would say things and I'd be like, that's fucked up. And then he would eat her ass up. Y'all, the way that he would insult her sometimes, like, kind of, not insult her, but like stand up to her and kind of read her a little bit. I was like, damn, bitch, swing back. Like, she would say some bold shit, and then he would clock her. He would clock that bitch. And then she would be so, like, and that's it.
Horrified. Guttural shock and horror.
Because he was just, like, smart. Like, it was just, anyways, loved it. And also, I will say, the parts I cried on were not the parts that were all over TikTok. Like, the ones, like, the little edits. Those parts were sad, but those were not the parts that I cried. Chat, which ones do you think I cried on? Chat.
How many edits do you think I see a day of women who play basketball on my For You page? Speaking of edits. Chat, guess below.
Chat, are there any WNBA players that are single?
And want me.
And want to be with Dayson?
Chat, who want me?
Chat, why don't you fucking contribute around here and go find someone for her? Hurry up.
Chat, I want to marry a WNBA player, so let's get that going.
Chat, you're literally not doing anything.
Anything.
You're not pitching
in. I feel like I'm doing all the work, and you're doing nothing.
Chat, we need to walk. We need to row in the same direction, yeah. Chat. I need you to lock
Drew's
in.
Drew's working on it. What are you doing for me?
Chat, I can't do this by myself, okay? Lock in. Go find someone. Report back your findings.
Drew's doing everything she can.
And that's just
nothing,
like,
at all.
That's like, that's no, that's, you know what that is? That's literally Dayson going, this is my new crush. Please look and see if they follow you.
I don't even need to look. I look myself.
I know. Or she'll tell
every
me
every,
like,
time I have a crush.
Yeah. She's like, I went and checked. They're not following you.
None of my crushes do. Well, none of the WNBA girlies. When I have crushes on the music girlies, they all usually follow you. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the sports girlies, not so much. That's okay.
Yeah, that's just circumstance. You know what I mean? They'll find me eventually.
I figure.
I do be defending them all the time. Well, that's not true. I do have a lot of female athletes, like professional female athletes too, that love me.
No, I know. They're straight.
It's just, it's more so.
Oh,
oh
no. Not, in the
yeah,
sense
you're not
that.
Wrong. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, like, it's just WNBA, like, all these new girls. I don't know. Mm-hmm. We'll see. We'll have to wait and see.
Mm-hmm. All right, chat. We're going to get straight into this week's episode topic. We're doing part three, the final part of this installment of things your exes did and you stayed.
Yes.
What have you thought so far of this series, Drew?
Guttural shock and horror.
Pure guttural shock and
That's
horror.
That's really all I felt. Disbelief more than anything. Dayson was literally, before we started filming, showing me, like, this bullshit ass stuff going on TikTok. And I was telling Dace, I was literally like, this is not an indictment on her, because it was like beef between a girl and a boy. And I was like, this is not an indictment on her at all, because it's not her fault. But I need y'all to start swinging back way more often. Like, I cannot stress that enough. Chat, I cannot stress that enough. I need you bitches to start standing up to these men. Like, it's, I need it. I need it desperately. Like, holy fuck, dude. I was just like watching, I was telling Dace, I cannot believe how patient women are. I really can't. Like, I, in the sense that I can't relate to that, because they don't deserve that, and they don't deserve it from you. So everybody's on their own journey. But if you guys could start working in some fucking licks to give them, I would appreciate it. Otherwise, I'll keep holding down the fort until you guys meet me here. But I need you guys to clock in.
You guys, she's giving you plenty of tips. You can do it.
That's how I feel about all of these submissions.
Yeah.
But I'm happy that we can look back and tee-hee giggle about it now.
Yeah, I agree.
But don't ever be putting up with that shit again. I swear to God. Don't.
Okay, this first one might be like one of the worst ones we've ever gotten. Are
you
ready?
God. How is that possible?
This one's from Shay. She said, this isn't even her story. She's submitting it on behalf of her coworker. So...
she's like, this is not me, by the way.
Her name's Shay, and then so my friend's name is Ray.
Kay.
So she said, we were talking about this exact topic, and she told me that she realized her ex-boyfriend didn't know how to wipe his own ass, because one time they took a shower together, and she had one of those fancy shower sitting stools, and he sat down, and he told her to join him, and she looks over, and there was feces next to him on the stool. She said she just pretended like she was busy showering. I don't know. And yes, she stayed, but they eventually broke up. To answer the question of if he noticed and who eventually cleaned it up, I don't know, but I really hope that it wasn't her. You got caca on the chair and you're like, come sit next to me.
You left a skitty on the chair,
come
bro.
Come sit next to me. A little caquita, come sit next to me. You look so beautiful in the shower.
Wait, he said to sit down,
yeah,
or she did?
No, he did. And he goes, yeah, there's poop next to me. It's not a big deal. Don't worry about it.
Wait, read the part to me again where he, like, invited her to sit down.
So she realized her ex-boyfriend didn't know how to wipe his own ass, because
yeah,
one time
that.
They took a shower together and had one of those fancy shower sitting stools, and he sat down and told her to join him, and she looks over, and there was feces next to him on the stool.
You know what's... Wait, what's a fancy... Okay, hold on. The only shower chair I know of is, like, an old person
That's
shower
what I was
chair.
Thinking. Maybe when she's saying fancy chair, maybe she means, like... Like, in your shower right now, you know you have that big thing in there?
Yeah, but it's, like, built into the shower.
I think that's what
it's
that
like
is.
It's like a bench.
Yeah.
But she said stool.
I don't...
Is it one of those ones that bitches put in their thing and they put, like, like fucking eucalyptus on it or whatever. Is it one of those?
Maybe.
Like a decorative one?
Yeah, probably.
You know what I mean? Like in those big ass showers?
Because I'm thinking if it's one of those ones you're talking about, because you had one when you tore your ACL.
Yeah.
The part where your ass goes, like it's like made out of material from like a playground.
Yeah, it's like hard plastic.
Hard plastic, yeah. And it's bumpy. So like if you poop on that, like you're going to have to scrub it really hard. God. Can you imagine having so much shit caked in your ass that when you sit down and like it just gets a little bit wet, like wet mud when you wet it,
like it's almost like clay. It's almost like he sat and then he scooted,
yeah,
and then like as he scoot, yeah, I know what you mean, because the stool's not going up your ass, so like it's the poop has to be on the outside.
Just like,
are you just like
sitting so much poop caked on your
butt? You know those like fetish videos where women sit on cakes?
Yeah, I was looking at that. But it's just his own poop.
After they stand up, I assume that's what it looked like on the back.
But like, do you
frosting all over the ass?
Or maybe like when he sits, he pulls his cheeks apart and that's how the poop comes out. Because like they get in the shower together. If you have poop on the outside of your ass, I'm not only going to see
know.
It, I'm going to smell it.
And did she? We don't know.
She stood up and kept showering still. Can you give me my whey body wash? How would you react? I don't know how I would react if someone had poop. What would you do?
If I'm being like honest?
Yeah.
I would look at it and I'd be like, what is that? I would make him identify it.
It's and just, he goes, don't worry about it. It's just poop. It's just a little bit of poop. Girl, you ain't never seen a little bit of poop before? Get over here. Come sit down.
Why are you acting like you never seen caca before?
You never seen a little caquita before? Come take a seat. That's crazy.
And I bet they still had sex. Why? Why? I oh, God. God. That's literally how I... That's honestly, okay, if I'm being, okay, well, it depends on if it's me now or me back then, but like, let's just say it was me dating.
You back then and you now would have the same reaction. Are you joking?
That's true. Yeah, I don't know why I'm trying to differentiate. if anything, I'm worse now.
It's fucking poop. You would react the same.
I would just be like, what is that? Mm-hmm. What is that? Is that a bug? And then I would be like, well, touch it. I don't want to touch it. Smell why? It. I would be like, touch it. Why? And then if he says no, I'd be like, why? You left it there. You touch it. We're arguing in the shower. It's not sensual at all.
The music's
you
too
touch
loud.
It. You touch it. You literally. It. Okay, this is my shower, and it's there's never been poop there before.
And sure, you use my Olaplex to wash your balls. I let that go. But leaving caca in the shower?
I can't do this. I'd literally make him identify it like he's identifying scat in the woods, like fucking Bear Grylls.
Like he's in like Charlie's Angels too, when like, she's smelling that bird poop.
Yeah, she's going like this.
The yeah. Viscosity tells me, yeah.
I'd be like, smell it. Go on.
That's all you, brother.
You left it there, you smell it.
Whoever smelt it dealt it. Whoever that butt that came out of has to clean it.
Whoever pooped in my shower has to clean it. Dude,
he's sitting on a marble like chair, just shit coming out of his ass.
That's why you said like how much has to be in there
like,
for
you
it
know,
to like
this
come
is
out.
Such a bad example, but like you know in high school everyone used to go to Glen Ivy the spa and they would go in those mud baths. That's what his butt looks like.
You know what's funny is men aren't nearly smart enough to come up with an excuse. You know what I'm saying? Like men.
What excuse could you have for having shit in your?
I would have said I do fetish work and I sat on a chocolate cake, might be, and I would have cleaned it. I'm saying if caca would never be in my ass to that point, absolutely fucking not. I was like, what if you turn around and it's all up in his hair like a toddler?
It's up his back.
Yeah, like up
his shit up his back.
It shot up his fucking booster
She's
seat.
Like, what is that from? And he goes, well, why do you think I'm in the shower?
He's like, I fell asleep in the car.
Like a baby. His hair's all matted on his forehead. Fell asleep in the car. And it was a little hot.
Well, you know I fell asleep in the car. You know that.
And I shit my pants.
And it's summer.
And you wouldn't let me turn the air on. Yeah. So
you knew I fell asleep in the car. He turns around, there's poop behind his ear. Hey, what's going on? Dude.
That's so gross.
That's fucking the amount of like submissions that are in this document that are men just like dropping little fucking nuggets everywhere like a Pez dispenser is upsetting. It's fucking annoying. Why the fuck are so many of you leaving a trail like Hansel and Gretel with fucking shit out your ass? What is wrong with you? I can't believe men do that shit and then they're like, it's so fucked up that women are just like, I hate all men. You would too if I left poop on your shower. You would hate all of us too if I was dropping a nug in your fucking shower.
If I didn't believe in tissues and I had muckles dried all over my jeans.
If I had so much shit caked up my ass that when I sat down to have a sexy shower with my partner, a little nug rolled out next to me. Yeah, you'd hate me too.
That's what makes me think. Like, was it a nug or is it just like
a streak? That's why I said a skitty.
Runoff. Just slurry in there coming out of your ass. That's why I said crazy.
A skitty. You left a fucking skitty on my shower seat. And it probably smelled like shit too.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, I don't know, you take
your ass probably stank.
Like, that's what I'm saying. We're having sex. I can smell it. What's going on?
Me too.
What does that smell?
Stop. As soon as you pop the button, hey, go ahead and get in that shower.
You know, like when kids are little, you're like, let me see. Come here. You need to turn around to look down their underwear to see if they need to be changed.
You pick them up by the armpits and smell.
When you go like that and you go, take a shower first. We're not having sex. That's what women need to do. When you have sex with men, you tell them, turn around, let me see. You both in the back of their pants to see what kind of situation's going on back there. And then that's how you determine whether or not they need to take a shower first.
And you know what's funny? They walk around digging in their ass like toddlers like that too. You're like, do you need to change?
Do you need to go to the bathroom?
Do you need to go to the potty?
Hey, come here. Let me see.
Well, did you wipe front to back?
Was it clean after you're done wiping?
Dude.
Like a little kid. You're in your 30s.
You know what's even more fucked up? There are probably some women out there right now that actually do that.
You think so?
I'm not even kidding. That's horrifying. They don't like pull it like little kids, but I bet they're like, it's like, they're like, well, I mean, let me see your underwear. I bet. I guarantee. I bet. And then, and like, what? Do you ever see women who are like, clearly they're so lost in the sauce, like they can't be saved, like pour one out for them. Like they've just like convinced themselves.
Been there. Yeah.
That everybody experiences this.
Uh-huh.
They're like, oh, when your husband has poop in his underwear, I can't relate to that. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, when women make TikToks like that, I'm always like, what are you talking
about? Don't talk about that as if it's a shared experience.
That's exclusive.
Don't you put that on me. Who's we? Like, we have not. Ladies. No. No.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no.
Okay. This next one's from Jen. She said, my ex loved popcorn so much that he would have popcorn eating contests with his friends where they'd eat popcorn out of dog bowls without their hands. He was also a Pisces.
I just had like very real fear go down my spine.
I mean, everyone knows this about me. I love popcorn, but I would never do that. What does that mean?
Competitions?
And they put their hands behind their backs out of dog bowls. Is he a pup for real?
Hey, you're fucking weird. Like, you walk in and they're all like, rah, 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 rah. That's, I'm like, I'm picturing that they're making noise like that.
Yeah.
How often are you holding those?
He's contests.
Once a week? He is like it's like a gambling debt, but it's just like a need to eat popcorn in a competitive way.
He's in debt to Big Popcorn.
What if it was Orville Redenbacher? That was your boyfriend?
Stupid. I can't think of any other popcorn brands. Act Two, is that one?
Yeah, I think so. That's
it's just Smart Pop though. I hate that.
That is a really shocking thing. That's Also, a grown man who loves popcorn, grow up.
I agree.
Get a real favorite snack. You know what I'm saying? When women do it, it's cute. When men do it, I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Aww, you gotta silly. And then, yeah.
Your energy is off-putting. You know what I mean? Like, me and the boys getting together, having a popcorn eating competition.
What do you think? Popcorn off?
And why does it have to be out of a dog bowl? Like, if you're going to eat it with no hands, you could just use a regular bowl.
He's a pup. That's why. That's what that means. He's a pup for real.
That's, like, horrifying.
This next one's really bad. Okay.
Oh, God.
This is from Tori.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Tori said, I lived with my ex for about a year, and he did his laundry one time, and I never did it for him either, which means he didn't wash his underwear or socks for about a year, and he would wear them until they were tough to the touch or smell awful. Instead of washing them, he would just throw them away. He also never washed his bath towel, and when it would start to smell, he would spray it with Febreze. Literally mortified that I stayed with him for that long. The man worked out every single day, too. So embarrassing. Y'all ever...
Hard to the touch?
Y'all ever had an underwear that's hard to the touch?
Fam, when your underwear's a fossil. When your underwear's calcified.
When your underwear's frozen in time.
Hard to the touch?
Tough to the touch. Or smelt awful.
I'm sure I know those two. I was going to say, I'm sure those two things were happening at the same time, if I had to guess. I'm sick to my fucking stomach.
Yeah.
You bitches make me... I'm just thinking, and by that I mean these men.
I'm just thinking because, you know, they wear those little boxer chonies. What are they called? Briefs?
Boxer briefs. There's boxers, briefs, and then boxer briefs.
What are the chonies called?
Briefs.
Okay.
Yeah.
When they're shaped like chonies, not the shorts.
Yeah.
When they're shaped like the shorts, those are boxer briefs.
Those are just boxer. It depends. Like.
No, I'm sorry. Like, what are we talking about?
Boxers are like literally like board shorts.
Yes.
With nothing in them. It's just like a loose pair of shorts.
Uh-huh.
Which Billy has said, like, if you wear those, you're a weirdo. Like, men.
Yeah.
And he was like, he's like, I don't know. Every dude I've ever met that wears boxers is a fucking weirdo. And he was like, I don't know. It's just like your shit's just like swinging around. Like, it's just like, it's uncomfortable.
Sure.
So he was saying, and he's like, it's just like wearing a pair of shorts, which is what, with no underwear, which is annoying.
Okay.
And then he's like, briefs are like, he doesn't get briefs at all.
Because mm-hmm.
then it's just everything's mashed together.
Mm-hmm.
So boxer briefs are an in-between. So it's like the material of chonies, like mm-hmm. briefs, but they're in a short, but they're like, they're kind of like these. Like,
yeah,
I feel like that, you know. Okay,
that's what I'm talking about.
So okay. It's like it's a medium.
I'm just imagining the crotch where his gooch of his underwear, where his gooch goes, hard to the touch.
The whole thing was probably, it could probably stand on its own.
It had a spell on it.
Yeah, that was probably, when he took it off, it looked like SpongeBob SquarePants' outfit. Hell, they're hanging in his closet like little squares, like stiff as hell. A year. Week two, I'm like, are you like not washing clothes? Do you just buy new clothes all the time?
Why do you smell like that?
What's that smell? Just everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Just horrifying.
It's everywhere on this side of the room where you live. So
it's all right. Concentrated.
Is there a reason your stocks and your socks and chonies are standing in the corner like that?
You're like, ah, because you thought there was someone in your room, but it's all his clothes just standing up on their own.
That's so gross.
That is truly fucking disgusting. That is fucking disgusting. And I can only imagine what he looked like. And you know what? You may be picturing someone like super ugly and gross, but you would be shocked. Like, men that are objectively not ugly, like, they're like, you would be shocked at how fucking dirty those bitches are.
I know.
You would be shocked, truly.
And it's honestly horrifying.
And she said gym every day, right?
Yeah.
Probably in really good shape too. And they're fucking nasty. Like,
yeah.
Ew. God, that makes me so sick. That makes me sick. It makes me sick to the point where I'm like enraged.
This next one might be one of the they just keep getting worse.
Okay.
This one's from Darian. She said, after hooking up with my boyfriend, I went to the bathroom to freshen up. When I walked back into the room, he was still fully nude, and he was biting his big toenail. straight up, his big toe was in his mouth. I asked him, what are you doing? And he said, nonchalantly, I'm trimming my toenails. We've been together for about a year, and I stayed with him for another year, and then he cheated on me.
Yeah.
Can you imagine finding out a year after you've been with someone that they cut their toenails with their teeth and you've just been kissing them for a year? Thoughts? Chat? Thoughts?
The way he talked to you, like you were fucking stupid. I'm trimming my toenails, obviously.
I looked
like an ape?
He looked at me nonchalantly and said, trimming my toenails.
Are you fucking stupid?
What does it fucking look like?
The way he was like, this is the perfect time. While I'm here, you know what? And then he's like, was he like this? I would love to know, like, the position he was in. Or he could have been like, he was probably like this.
Yeah, I think more like that. Men aren't flexible like that.
God. The way I would be like.
Or I imagine he was laying on his back, like, with his legs in, like, a figure four, and he's holding his foot up.
The yeah, like, he's stretching.
Yeah. But I'm just imagining his assholes in the air.
Yeah.
Balls in the air.
Yeah. Gooch out.
Yeah.
Fucking going taint to town. On display.
Yeah.
So now you get a view of that and you get fucking insulted. Your intelligence gets insulted. Trimming my toenails, obviously.
What does it look like?
I love doing it right after you and I kiss.
I love doing it right after we sleep together because I have so much energy and adrenaline.
Yeah, I just felt like now is the time to groom. What if you came in and his leg was like all the way up here and he was licking? Like a cat? You know what cats put their foot up to her?
Stupid.
That would honestly, that would be just as, like, that's, like, equally as horrifying as what actually happened, which was, she's all straight up, his big toe was in his mouth. What if it was just in his mouth? He's just sucking on it.
Yeah.
He's all,
it's called self-soothing, you fucking bitch.
I actually need to do that to fall asleep. You should know that by now. And she's all, and he cheated on me.
See what I mean? He probably has crust in his chonies too.
You know what though? You know what I would have done it when, as soon as I found out he cheated, I would tell that other bitch. I'd be like, you know, he sucks on his toes to cut his nails, right? And he's not going to tell you. He's just going to keep kissing you. By the way, he trims his toenails with his mouth. Hope that's cool with you. That is. It's also like, just from a logistical standpoint, it's like way harder to do it that way than it would be to just get clippers.
Maybe it is a self-soothing technique. Like, I was making a joke, but maybe it is.
He's teething.
You know I'm in my terrible twos, so I'm teething right now.
You know I have 3 new teeth coming in. You know that. That's so insensitive of you to do that. You know that.
You know what? I'm leaving. Stands up from the bed, poop where he was sitting.
Poop up his back,
and he goes to pick up his underwear in the corner that are standing straight up.
He just jumps inside them.
They fly up.
It looks like the invisible guy from Hotel Transylvania. There's floating glasses too.
I'm out of here,
dude. Ugh, it's disgusting.
Okay, this is the last one we're doing. This is from Asia. She said, anytime my ex and I would sleep in the same bed, if he farted, he would lift up the covers by our heads to let the smelly air out, since it would be worse kept in. But I'm convinced he actually liked the smell of his own farts, or just wanted me to suffer, because why wouldn't you just leave it be or lift up the blanket by your feet? He would do this every time, and after I asked him to stop, instead he would just shuffle around in the bed so the fart air could still leak out of the top of the covers. I hope this made you laugh. Why do they do stuff like that?
I don't know, dude. I really don't. Like, I fucking hate them.
I know.
I hate them.
I hate them.
You guys make it so, you make it impossible to not fucking hate every single fucking man that walks this earth. Like, how could you you live amongst them and they do shit like that all the time. Put poop in your shower, fucking leave their toenails,
crusty chonies,
and then they're like, what do you mean you hate all of us? Oh my god. And he was just like, the way he has to do it,
I know. Yeah, why wouldn't you kick it by your feet so then it doesn't come up to your face? That makes sense that she would think, I think you just like how it smells.
And that's like, what's worse? You know what I mean? What's worse? Someone who has an addiction to smelling their fucking disgusting farts?
When I hear stories like that, I always think of in the music video for Dirty Little Secret that there's a secret written on there that says, I like the smell of my own farts and my poop. I think about that all the time when people talk about stories like that.
What if, like, he does it? Does that so he can smell it and then his pupils grow like fucking like, Finding Nemo when he smells the blood.
Oh,
and
he's like, his eyes black out. He starts levitating,
his eyes get like just huge black circles, and then he starts
rolling.
He's like,
you'll ever get high off the smell of your own farts?
Then you have to give him a light show. It's like a whole thing. It's exhausting. I can't do it anymore. I need to fucking entertain the bitch every time he does that shit. I can't do it. Dude, he does it. He goes, his prey drive gets activated. He starts going to eat shit.
Stupid.
That's... they're so fucking gross.
But you used to be like, hey, stop doing that.
She's like, can you just like not? And it was probably like months down the line that she told him to stop. And then he was like, no. Okay.
Anyways.
He's like, yeah, sure. And then he's going.
Also, how hard is it because when you're going to fart, stick your ass out of the blanket and fart out of the blanket. How hard is that?
Or go to the bathroom and go poop. It's just like little kids. So you're like, you hear them. They put out a fucking nasty fart.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're like, do you have to go to the bathroom?
Yeah. No. They're cupping their ass. No. Turn around. Let me see. No. Meet every man I meet, you know? Turn around, let me see. And it's not even because I want to be with them sexually, I just want to not associate with disgusting men. Turn around, let me see your pants
before you come into the shows on tour.
Yeah,
turn around.
I'm checking everyone's pants. We're doing a pants check.
No, just men. Just cis men.
You're right,
just cis men, cis straight men specifically.
And it's to make sure there's no poop in there.
Yeah, there aren't going to be many of those guys on tour, I'm sure.
I'm not even going to pull the underwear. I'm just going to pull the pants, and then I'll look at the back of your underwear. On the outside, that's all I'll know.
What was that fucking meme that you sent me? And it was a picture of a guy laying on his side, and he was, like, sleeping. He was, like, passed out, and he was in, like, boxers. And there were so many holes. Like, his whole crack. And then someone wrote, what is even the point of wearing underwear?
They looked like assless chaps.
They looked like those fucking tights they sell on Fashion Nova that have all the tears.
Yeah, like fucking fishnets.
Like from the ankle to the fucking top of your thigh.
Yeah.
It's just like how you make cheer shirts. You know when you make shirts in high school and you cut the holes in the back and they're like down the center?
Yeah. Like little slits.
Yeah, yeah. You do the ends, like fringe the ends and put beads on there.
Fucking stupid.
That's what all their underwear looks like.
I know.
That's what all their underwear looks like. And they got a bunch of skitties in their jeans.
Right before we started, we were talking about underwear. Like, I don't think it's that expensive to get new underwear. You can go to Walmart and get you a pair of Pac Chonies. What's wrong with that?
Y'all, there is a 6-pack pair of Hanes Chonies that they sell at Target. And they are fucking awesome. And they never sell underwears in 6-packs anymore. But they do, though. And they come in a thong and, like, a bikini cut or whatever the fuck. But the thong ones are so comfortable. And they're fucking seamless. And what else can I say?
They're everything.
And men aren't allowed to wear them because there'd just be skitties all up in there.
Oh, shit.
Dude.
Oh, my stomach hurts. On that note, we're going to end the episode right here.
The way I'm sick. I'm grossed out.
We're going to end the episode here. If you joined it, you can listen to other episodes. Everywhere you can listen to podcasts. And the video version is always on our YouTube channel. We're going on tour. Get your tickets now.
Yes. Make sure you guys come see us on tour. A city near you.
Hopefully.
Hopefully a city near you.
And don't forget, we will be doing chony checks on all cis men who enter the building.
Cis straight men specifically. Oh, cis straight men, if you come, I don't give a turn around. I'm going to just do a little peek. Okay, I'm gonna put Phil at the door.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Bye. Turn around. Let me see. It's a little kid.